The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and are not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagenhals, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money and focus on your life. Money don't matter for the stuff it bought. It's the way you think, not what you got. Yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right. Welcome to the show. Today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at unlockyourwealthradio.com/freebook and click on the link to over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks so much for stopping by. It is our Going Green episode on today's show. I'm Heather Wagenhals. I am flanked by my producer extraordinaire, Michael Terry.
Hello, folks.
And we are here to help you get your money lined right on today's show with these great features. First off, it is our organic episode of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and our second key is take action, make assessment, and we are going to go green to get green. And I'm just going to tease you with that if you're a new listener of ours. And if you are, welcome to the show and thanks for joining us. Our moolah word of the day is pretty good. It's about the green stuff coming in. Minutes on your money is two words, not moolah word of the day or moolah phrase, but two words every investor needs to know when renting their investments. Our trivia question, as always, based on a previous show key, and last week's key was acceptance and affirmation with Dr. Joel Wade. And our very special guest from Money Ripples is Chris Miles. He is our cash flow expert. As always, we will talk about your money, your credit, and how to get ahead in any economy. We will also show you how to manage your money easier, saving time and reducing stress using these proven techniques for you to create unlimited wealth and happiness. So Insiders Club members are automatically entered in our weekly giveaways, but if you are not a member and would like to compete for great money management tools, just answer today's trivia question correctly. So today's trivia question is, how many P's are in the affirmation process? So last week our key was acceptance and affirmation, and we talked about that we had to come to terms with who we are as we are right now, not who we want to be, who we thought we were, but accept ourselves as we are. And then because of bad patterning and ineffective patterns that we have that are holding us back from our true financial abundance, that we have to affirm our way to start carving new neural pathways to really bring us where we need to go. And we do that through the affirmation process. And our process has a specific number of P's and not the green ones. So, if you think you know the right answer, you can win one of three ways. You can call in, chat in, or email in to win. If you call in, that number is 1-866-966-9420, 866-966-9420. If you want to email in to win, if you are listening from a podcast, never fear. Email is here, and that is trivia@uywradio.com. That's trivia@uywradio.com. And if you're listening live, well, hey, just pop by the chat room because, hi, I'm here. Come visit. Let's chat about your money, shall we? And if you have no idea what the answer is, everyone can still walk away a winner. For you, the listeners of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Audible is offering a free audiobook download and a 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Just visit our website to get started at unlockyourwealthradio.com/freebook. Now, today's minutes on your money, I said it is two words, and sometimes our moolah word of the day gets to be two words or more, but today's minutes on your money is actually two words. So This is these are words that every investor needs to know when renting. And it's super important because you want to be successful at the game of real estate investment. And it's real easy to fall into traps. You take a weekend course and you think you're all pro at it. But there's just a couple things that you need to pay attention to. And that first word is cash. And the second word is flow. Yes, you got it, Michael.
One of my favorite words.
I know. Cash flow. Love it. The cabbage. It's coming in. We're picking it.
It's a great way to tell people you need money. My cash flow is low. It doesn't mean you're broke. It just means my cash flow.
Well, but there's a difference between being broke and in poverty, because broke is a temporary state of being.
Yeah.
You know. And but I'd rather have low cash flow than no cash flow. For sure. So these two words are the primary role of running a rental property. Whether the numbers are low or high, your cash flow determines your financial actions that you need to take on every property. So what is cash flow, you say? Cash flow is the profit or losses that change throughout time depending on your experiences and values in a property. There are several conditions that affect a cash flow situation, including mortgage payments, homeowners association dues, taxes, maintenance, all that good stuff. And the following three numbers are important to your cash flow in a rental property. First, your monthly income, and this is your gross income. So figuring out the current rent of tenants or setting a realistic rent value to advertise for the property. Second, calculating your monthly expenses. There are several areas to consider when calculating your monthly expenses. First off, we got uncle, state, city, county, SAM, and, you know, like here in Arizona, when you have a rental property, first off, you're supposed to list it as one with the county. When you make your purchase, you have to say this is a rental property, and then you have to pay rental tax. It's just one of the benefits of being an investor. And so when I say to you that people are grubbing for your taxes, keep in mind that while there's always going to be a handout, and trust me, politically, I'm working very hard to remove all of those kind of hurdles, that we have to stay focused on what's left over. And as long as there's something left over, there's incentive for us to keep moving forward, and that's the key. So calculating your monthly expenses is super important. So some of those items are property taxes, property management fees. If you choose not to manage yourself and be self-managed, you need to work that into your monthly expenses. Insurance, homeowners association dues, mortgages or financing, and then you also have to average your annual expenses and monthly expenses, and you can break that down to a daily rate if necessary. So if it costs you $30 a month, say, for the trash service, then that's $1 a day. So you can figure out your cash flow down to a daily basis when you do it that way. And vacancy rates, it's always important, even if you're fully leased up, that you use a vacancy rate in your calculation. So it's like in sales, under promise, over deliver. But expect that so you can manage your expenses wisely. And then next, do the math. You need to gather all the expenses and get out your calculator. And you want to subtract those monthly expenses from the monthly rent. This gives you your net income, which is those two lovely words, cash flow. So if you would like more calculations and cash flow advice, just visit our website at unlockyourwealthradio.com for more articles, tips, tricks, news, and calculators. We have new investment calculators that we're putting up there on the website. So play around with those. We have got so much more in store for you. We have, I'm on the wrong page. We have Chris Miles. We have our moolah word of the day and the keys to riches coming up on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Stay tuned for more after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
I'm Heather Wagenhals. Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of paying off debt again like a slave? Then tune in to my one-minute update on Fort Myers Beach Radio for your morning cup of money motivation. And for more tips, visit crackingyourmoneycode.com.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Work all day, stress all night, take your mind off your money and focus on your life.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your maven of moolah, Heather Wagenhals, with your moolah word of the day. And what a coinkydink. It just happens to do with our guest and our article, cash flow. So the specific definition, since we didn't really go into that, we talked about why it's so important. It's a revenue or expense stream that changes a cash account over a given period. So that's your specific definition. Cash inflows usually arise from one of three activities: financing, operations, or investing. Although this occurs as a result of donations or gifts in the case of personal finance, cash outflow results from expenses or investments. This holds true for both business and personal finance. Pretty nifty, huh? Well, I'm excited about today's guest because Chris Miles is our cash flow expert. If this has only raised more questions than answered them, never fear. Chris Miles is here. He is a leading authority showing entrepreneurs and their spouses how to quickly free up and create cash flow and lasting wealth today, spending time doing what they love most. He has been featured in U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed nationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation with his company, Money Ripples, at MoneyRipples.com, getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results. And he joins us here today. Chris, welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm so glad to have you on the program.
Hey, glad to be here.
I am thrilled to have you on today's broadcast because you epitomize what Unlock Your Wealth Radio is all about. And that's, you know, for the folks that have been to hell and back and then they have a lesson that they've been able to learn, you've been able to take your personal experiences and parlay them into becoming one of America's renowned cash flow experts. Tell us, because I know I had a hard knock story getting to become a personal finance expert. Tell us how you earned your moniker.
It's interesting because I started out, you know, being in the financial industry about 12 years ago, but that doesn't even compare. It pales in comparison to what I actually have done in real life. You know, one thing that happened in about 2007, 2008 is I found myself in a hole about $16,000 a month and about $1 million in debt.
A month.
So, a month, yeah. So if you can imagine making $5,000 or $6,000 a month, but having to spend $21,000 or $22,000 a month between your personal life and your business, it was that kind of situation. And so now I've been both ends of the spectrum. I've been there, and I've also been in a place where it's the exact opposite. And I much prefer having money than not having money and cash flow.
Me too.
Yeah, you know, that reminds me of one of my husband's friends says, "I've been up and I've been down, and up is better."
Oh yeah.
Up is way better.
Up is way better. So how did you find, because was this the first time it had happened, or was this like your second or third roller coaster?
Well, I've had little roller coasters, but they weren't even close to that in comparison. I mean, I've been in situations where I was in, you know, the hole $1,000, $2,000 a month, nothing big. But no, when I was in the hole about $15,000, $16,000 a month, it was definitely a big bite to chew. But I mean, the great thing is, from, you know, whenever coal is under pressure, you create diamonds, right? And, everything that was going from everything I was touching was turning to gold. Now it's turning to coal. Well, luckily from that experience, I was actually able to create some real diamonds by creating some real creative ways to dig back out of that. And I actually ended up paying off about $900,000 of debt in 3 years as a result.
3 years? I mean, that's 36 months. And so that's like 30 grand a month, right?
Just about, yeah. That's about what it averaged.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty, you know. So not only did you have to keep pace with that 15 grand a month, you had to figure out where you're going to find an extra 30.
Yeah, whether I had to sell off assets or make more money or spend less, I mean, you name it, I had to do it all.
Okay, so you'd been in this for a while, and so every month that before you dug yourself out, as you were going along, what were you thinking every time that you made 5 grand, but you saw 15 with their hand out saying, gimme, gimme, gimme? What was going through your mind? Were you still positive and saying, yeah, I can do this? Or were you like, oh my God, I'm getting swallowed alive?
Yeah, I think the best way to describe it was, oh crap.
Oh crap, I've said that before.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely there's mornings I woke up and there was a lot of stress there. But my mind was constantly looking for solutions, because the thing is, even though it was stressful, at the same time, I had that faith that I knew that everything happens for a reason and that there's got to be some deeper meaning behind this. There's got to be some lesson here that I can learn that can help benefit me. And I thought, even if I can figure out how to get out of this, you know, if only I could help even one person with what I'm learning, that would be a huge win.
Okay.
And what I didn't expect is that as a result of that, I mean, I've helped hundreds and hundreds of my clients free up on average like $33,000 a month, $33,000 a year, just doing these kind of strategies. So that's where it ended up being a much bigger blessing than I expected.
So what was the big message that you got right before you figured it out, before you had the aha moment that turned the tide for you? What was that message in the mistake? What was the message in the mistake that you got out of that?
Wow, there's so many messages that came from that. I think the underlying message that encompasses all of it is that it's all about stewardship. You know, how good of a steward are you of your resources and of your money? You know, one of the biggest reasons I started really kind of getting buried under everything was because I wasn't paying attention to my money. You know, I was ignoring it. You know, I figured, hey, I'm making plenty of money. Oh, well, I'm good. And so as long as money just keeps showing up, I'm okay to just keep going. And what I didn't realize that all of a sudden that killer in the corner, you know, those little surprises in my finances would pop up, and, you know, next thing I know, I was in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention, I started going more and more in debt because I wasn't trying to be proactive enough early on, because I just wasn't seeing the signs early on. And so I think really being a steward, being able to be responsible, see what's really going on with my money, tracking it, not just on an annual basis, you know, at tax time, but not even just on a monthly basis, but even on a weekly basis, just keeping on top of everything, knowing where my money is, because I've realized the more I pay attention to my money, the more it expands and grows. But when I ignore it, it leaves me.
Isn't that interesting? It's like a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Just like a relationship, just like your health. If you ignore it, it's going to leave you, right? And just like with all those things, money is the same thing. If you ignore it, it'll leave you.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're so right. So all of these experiences, you were able to kind of capture the essence of all of these messages that you kind of derive from it in a book called Beyond Rice and Beans. What made you write the book? Was it just wasn't good enough to get out of the problems that you created one last time, but you chose to write a book about it?
You know, a big part of it was just because people kept asking for it.
Oh.
And one thing I've learned is that one of the easiest ways to be able to not just dig out of a hole like I was in, but even to create more freedom and more cash flow is to give people what they want, is to create value. And so one of the things people kept asking for, they said, well, hey, I want to know what you've learned. And I mean, at first when I started to do these things, you know, not just my own life, but people would start asking me, they'd say, hey, Chris, I'd love to pay for your services, but I don't know how to pay for it. I can't afford it. I don't have the money. And I'd say, I bet you I could find it. because I've had to find money in way harder circumstances that you're in. So I can guarantee I'll find something. And that's kind of how the cash flow process started. And people are saying, well, wait, can I learn that? Can you teach it? Can you make it simple? And so in that book, I actually made, I took the seven, really the most impactful types of ways that people that I've worked with, of hundreds and hundreds of clients, have freed up that cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that book's about, is Beyond Rice and Beans, is seven secrets to free up cash today, not 10, 20 years from now. And on top of that, because it's called Beyond Rice and Beans, because I don't want you just to live off rice and beans. I want you to actually have your cake and eat it too, because I really believe that life should be enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't just be cheap. You know, the answer to having more money is not being cheap. It's about how to increase your means by making more money and then being a good steward of the money you have when you do spend money, so that money is not wasted. But you're still enjoying life. You're still having that vacation and creating memories. In fact, you're investing in those memories in your life.
That's a great message. And when we return from the break, I want to talk to you more about some of these seven things and how people can find their money leaks and how they can start creating freedom and prosperity. And I'll talk about your website, Money Ripples. You are listening to Chris Miles on Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and we'll be right back after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
I'm Heather Wagenhall. Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of paying off debt like a slave? Then tune in to my one-minute update on the Jiggy Jaguar Radio Network for your cup of money motivation. And for more tips, visit crackingyourmoneycode.com.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhall. And I have a personal guest here, Chris Miles, our cash flow expert, joins us on today's show. And before the break, we were talking about how you learned what you know and now share with others, because folks wanted help figuring out how to find extra money in their budgets. And, you know, I think of, you know, when people think about budgeting, and here we talk about breaking budgets, because I feel like they're inherently bad. But let's say if our budget was like a bucket, and our bucket has holes in it, you know, we're leaking. And I think about, okay, so I've got leaks, but I don't even know where these leaks are. And I think that debt kind of plays into that. You know, what is the first thing that somebody should address? Just the budget itself, or whether or not they're carrying or incurring debt?
You know, I think definitely I would go with that first step, which is kind of the budget, or I like to refer to it as a spending plan itself. I kind of hate the word budget for some reason, but, you know, whatever you call it, it's one and the same. But I really believe it's starting with the cash flow. You got to look at that first. You know, when you have debt, it's only an effect, and it's not the cause, right? And so looking at what's happening with cash flow month after month, if you have more income than expenses, you're going to have positive cash flow and probably have less debt and more savings. If you have more expenses than income, you probably have no savings and more debt, plain and simple, right? One of the biggest reasons I had a lot of debt is because I was in such a negative cash flow position. I kept using loans and credit cards and things like that to keep me afloat, right? And that actually created this bigger, you know, kind of this whirlpool, so to speak, almost like a toilet bowl where you're being flushed. And,
yeah.
Good thing I'm a floater, so I came back to the surface.
We got lots of toilet humor here at Unlocky Wealth Radio. It's lovely.
But that's where you got to start, right? You got to really see what's going on. And so I recommend people look at their money each week. You know, take just a few minutes a week. In fact, it literally should take no more than 5 minutes a week to be able to be right on top of your money. And don't, you know, I don't like using things like taking check registers and trying to balance budgets and all that stuff. I actually like to use tools and systems to make it easy on me because I like to work hard, play hard, as I tell my kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
How can I be ambitiously lazy so I don't have to do all the work, right?
I love that. I've never heard that, ambitiously lazy. That's our brain, though. Our brain craves, you know, laziness. And so that's why our brain creates these systems and processes. And that's how our behaviors become so automatic over time, good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, I mean, even our bodies are efficient machines. I mean, you try to do the same workout over and over, and eventually your body will become adjusted to it, and you'll stop losing weight, right? And same thing, I mean, with our minds, it's how can we find those shortcuts that create leverage of our time and our resources so that we can use our time and our energy more productively to create more money and ultimately create and serve more people, right?
Right.
And so one tool I love using is mint.com. That's M-I-N-T, like the, you know, double your pleasure, double your fun.
Yeah,
you know,
double
kind of
mint gum, the twin commercials.
That's right.
I've got the app.
Yeah. There's an app for that.
Oh, yeah, it's a good app.
So, okay, so
yeah,
mint.com helps
yeah.
people with their spending
yeah.
plans. So that's one start.
Great, yeah, great tool to use. Very easy. It's free. I only recommend you do it for your personal stuff. If you have a business, make sure you're using QuickBooks or something like that. But for your personal finances, Mint.com is great because it's electronic and it's real time. All of your checking and savings accounts, your loans, and everything can be downloaded into one place where you can see it all real time. You don't have to log into 10 different sites to see what balances are. You can see it all in one place. You can track your money. You can categorize it all, so you don't have to take out a calculator to add up all your categories every month. It does it all for you and makes it easy. And so in a matter of 4 or 5 minutes a week, you can really be financially fit and know what's going on. I mean, I wish I could have rock hard abs in 4 or 5 minutes a week. If that were the case, I would so sign up for that program.
I was going to say, you better tell me where you find it, too, because I'm all up for that. So
exactly. I mean, I would love that. So yeah, definitely that's something I recommend you do.
Okay, so once we get our budgets or our spending plans or however folks want to refer to it aggregated in one place using a tool like Mint.com or some, I think Quicken has their own kind of thing if you're a Quicken personal finance person, and you aggregate all your stuff so you can make it this little 5 minute deal. That's one of the things that we advocate here is 5 minutes to financial wellness and streamlining it, making it simple so it goes easily into your life so it's not something you dread, but you can look forward to in anticipation of because it's just so quick. So once we start paying attention to the money, what happens next?
You know, that's when as a steward you're looking for ways to increase and make the best use of the money that you have. You know, one thing I'm really big on is I don't believe that people should just go and invest in cruddy 401ks and IRAs and things like that. I think there's better ways to create cash flow today, right?
Mm-hmm.
For some people, it might be investing more in your business. Others, it might be in real estate or something like that. But for others, you know, one place I know is in debt, dealing with debt and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a very unique perspective concerning debt that, it's just unique.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't believe people should fear debt or get angry, like some people say, or, you know, feel bad or feel guilty about having it. You know, in fact, I think in many cases, debt can be a wonderful, wonderful tool to use to be able to create more wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the same time, you can also be an unwise steward and use it unwisely.
Okay.
You know, if you come more from a spender mentality, you're probably going to use debt improperly, right?
Right.
You know, if you come from a saver mentality, you're going to, because you're in such scarcity and hoarding money, you know, debt will actually cause fear. But when you're a steward, see, stewards understand that they want to create more.
Right.
Their purpose is if they know they come with nothing to this earth, they leave with nothing. Therefore, everything they have in the middle is stewardship, and their whole goal is how do we increase that more? How do we increase our wealth more? And so instead of fearing debt, I just tell people to respect it.
Right.
Respect it for what it is. That it could be a tool for good or bad, depending on how you're using it.
Right.
Now, when I look to pay it off, or when I'm looking to see if I want to pay off a loan, I look at the cash flow only. I don't look at the interest rate. In fact, I would recommend you ignore the interest rate. Ignore the interest rate. Look purely on the cash flow side. Because here's what I mean. Say, for example, you've got two $10,000 loans.
Okay.
One $10,000 loan is a car loan that's $500 a month. The other one is a $10,000 credit card at $200 a month. Now, if you ask most people, especially that credit card like 18% or something, you ask most people, which one would they say you should pay off first if all you had was 10 grand?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? What have you always been taught? Pay off the credit card or pay off the car?
I would pay off whichever one would free up the most cash flow. It wouldn't matter what type of loan it was for me. What would matter for me is where would my money get the most return? I mean, I would look at it like an investor would.
Yeah, more like an investor, exactly. Like, and that's what my steward mentality really is an investor or business owner type mentality, right?
Right.
It's what creates the most cash flow. But see, everybody else will tell you to go pay off that credit card, won't they?
Right.
Because you don't want to pay all that high interest, right?
Right, and because it's revolving debt and blah, blah, blah. And...
Exactly. I mean, it lacks common sense.
Right.
See, because you made the reply based on common sense. You said, well, hey, I want to free up the $500 a month and keep paying the $200 versus paying off the $200 a month and having to keep paying $500 a month.
Right.
Because you know, especially with income and especially with those of us that are entrepreneurs, income can go up or down. There's nothing worse than feeling like you haven't been committed to high monthly payments with loans.
Right.
So I recommend, like, let's pay off the one that has the lowest balance with the highest payment. Which one's going to give me the best rate of return or my biggest bang for my buck? Almost like an investor perspective. You know, which one's going to give me the best rate of return? And I'll tell you, I mean, I had one guy, he was 62 years old out in Minnesota. And he said, he's like, man, I'm stuck. Like, my business has been a 3-year spiral. I'm just month to month now, and I have no way to retire. Now, granted, he had $500,000 in IRAs, but mm-hmm. he felt broke.
Right.
So I said, tell you what, let's take this, let's refinance some loans, let's pay off a few of these other loans you've got. And all in all, with just $100,000 that he could use from his IRA, he would flip $50,000 a year. That's
right.
5-0, $50,000. That's a 50% rate of return. I can guarantee you no financial advisor could ever beat that.
Yeah,
exactly. Because, you know, what if his rate of return? I mean, I'm still thinking about your $10,000 example. If you took and got rid of that $500 a month payment, it would pay for the other one, and you still have another $300 a month, you know.
That's right.
So it's like, why would you do it another way? But, you know, I think that you and I are kind of cut from the same cloth here. You know, the more you talk, it seems like that you and I have come from the same school of thought, and that cash flow is king. You know, I would always tell people, while credit is cool, cash flow is king. And it doesn't matter how much you can spend on credit. It matters the amount of cash flow. People say, well, I really want to go for a 15-year mortgage. And I said, what's the point? And I said, they're like, to pay it off fast. And I said, well, what if something happens? Then you're stuck with that higher mortgage payment. And they're just like, yeah, but, you know, I want the peace of mind of paying it off. And I said, well, why don't we do a 30-year? And I'll tell you what that 15-year payment is. And you make that payment, and then anytime you have a hiccup or a cash flow crunch in a particular month, you can back off.
There you go. Yeah.
And cover
exactly.
that. And still be able to pay off your mortgage faster than you would if you just did a 15-year mortgage or a straight 30-year mortgage, because you make more of a dent in the interest in those first 7 years on principal payments. And so you totally would never pay the amount of interest you'd pay in a normal 30-year loan if you did it like that. And usually you can get, you know, a better rate, too. Because, you know,
because
the interest rate, that a bank will give you a lower rate because they know they're going to have your money for a longer period of time.
Right.
So they'll give you a lower interest rate on the 30-year note versus the 15-year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, cash flow creates options. And options create freedom. So ultimately, if you want to create real financial freedom that's possible, you got to focus on the cash flow. It's not how much you have in the bank, just like my client out in Minnesota where he had $500,000 in retirement, which, by the way, when I told him how to free up $50,000 a year, he said, yeah, but how am I going to retire? And that's it. I mean, it took his wife slapping him across the face, you know, at least verbally. I couldn't see it, but I would imagine she's pretty much saying, honey, you still have $400,000 and you have $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
Essentially, you can have your cake and eat it too. And here's what's even cooler. Because he did that, he started to relax. He started to become more confident. He started making an extra $1,000 to $2,000 a month more in his business because he relaxed. He wasn't desperate for money anymore. So in all, just by that one little move, he was making at least $70,000 a year just because of that.
Right.
That's the power of cash flow. That's the big picture. You focus on that, it's so much more possible to become financially free, not following the same old, lame, traditional financial advice that hasn't worked for 40 years, and somehow people think that somehow if they just spin it differently, it will work. It won't work. You got to try almost doing the opposite of what you've been taught to actually get real financial success.
Yeah, it's, you know, the mind is like a parachute, and it only works when it's open.
Yeah,
that's right.
Kind of an interesting little thing. Well, I've really enjoyed our time together, and if folks want to learn more about maximizing cash flow, fixing their money leaks, and creating real financial freedom with you, how do folks get a hold of you, get your book, sign up for your coaching program? How do folks connect with you?
You bet. Yeah, just go to my website, www.moneyripples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. Right there on the main page, you'll see my book, Beyond Rice and Beans. It's there available for download. Just go ahead and put in your name and email, and you can go ahead and get a free copy of that. Also, there's other great products. There's a book I did with Tim Ferriss, who's the author of 4-Hour Workweek.
Love
that
guy.
We got a book with him on there. Yeah, he's awesome, isn't he?
Oh, he's so rock star. I check my email once a week, maybe now because of him.
Just because of Tim, right?
Exactly, and it makes people nuts. They're like, "Didn't you get my email?" I'm like, "No." I'm like, "You want to talk to me? You call me."
Yeah,
just like me, he's ambitiously lazy, right?
yes, but it made so much sense. I mean, like, I would have anxiety if I didn't pick up the phone as soon as my alarm went off. I was like, "Oh my God, check email, check email, check email." And you know, my husband, whose idea of you know, quick communication is a pencil and a yellow pad of paper, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "Did you get your email?" I'm like, "No." And he goes, "Why don't you ever check email?" I'm like, "You, Mr. Non-Technology, are asking me about email." But it was the greatest thing. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your flow. So you did this book with Tim Ferriss. So that's available also on your website?
It is. Yep. That, there's events, all kinds of good stuff. So, and then you can feel reach out to me if you have questions or whatnot. It's, yeah, I'm here to serve.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much for being a part of Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And for those of you driving around without a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is here where you can get Chris Miles's info from his show page and all of his great linky links. Remember to download his free book and be back shortly because we've got more Unlock Your Wealth Radio coming up right after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Heather Wagenhals here from CrackingYourMoneyCode.com. Tune in to my Unlock Your Wealth update for your daily cup of money motivation. Weekdays at 12:25 during the midday news report on Corey's Hometown Radio, 1370 AM WWCB.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000.
there are no year or mileage limits at Greenback. And we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Work all day, stress all night, take your mind off your money and focus on your life.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, and I am so excited because it's that time again for our Keys to Riches, as we enunciate properly on this episode. As opposed to Keys to Witches, that wascally wabbit. Yes, I am currently rabbit-free in my garden right now, and I better, hold on, knock on some wood.
Yeah.
Or particle board, in case, maybe.
Yeah, particle board.
Wood grain melamine. Wood grain laminate. Yes, as I knock on the wood grain laminate, because I am a superstitious Romanian. Greek and Romanian, so I got superstition on both sides.
Oh, wow. You're in big trouble.
I know. So, so I got to knock on wood because I'm not having any wabbit problems. But as I am trying to be this incredible, like, organic grower and save money and get in touch with my food and get the first source as opposed to the secondhand vegetarian I typically am. Did you get that post, by the way, that I sent with the second? It says I'm a secondhand vegetarian. Cow eats grass, I eat cow.
I might have missed that one.
Oh, yes, I'm a secondhand vegetarian, but I'm trying to be firsthand too. And so I've harvested 2 tomatoes.
It's pretty hard to give up that meat, boy.
I know. Well, I don't want to give it up. I'm all about the cow, so
yeah.
That ain't happening anytime soon. But I'm trying to add more, you know, organic stuff. And
yeah. How
do you know it's organic unless you grow it yourself?
This is true. It's like, how do you know anything anymore?
Yeah, see, so I'm trying that, and I've been having this fight with the wabbits. So when you said keys to witches, I'm thinking those wascally wabbits. But I've got them under control so far. That has nothing to do with this week's key, though, but I'm sure you wonder what this week's key is. And it's kind of related because as we think about going green and organic for our groceries, this week's key is about going green for our assessment. And I'm excited because this week's key is take action, make assessment. So the first step that we're going to do is almost... keyword almost, like in horseshoes and hand grenades, almost. We're almost going to do nothing about our finances. You like that, huh?
Yeah.
You know, well, I remember my grandpa used to say that when my little brother would say, but almost, grandpa, and he goes, almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah.
But so we are going to take a little bit of action, but we are going to take that first step. And you're saying to yourself, probably like, but I don't even know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm doing with my money. And that's the whole point. And that's why I'm listening to you. And now you're telling me that I'm not going to do nothing. And I'm like, well, you're not going to do nothing, but you're only going to do one thing. And we're going to do an organic assessment. And the reason for this has to do with the way the brain works. So if we sat and took out a pencil and paper and a calculator or a spreadsheet and started looking at all we spent and all we made and added it up like we do for a balance sheet, you know, what do I have, what do I owe, that sort of stuff, that's not going to give us the information we're looking for to make material behavioral change in order to make our money go better, because our money, our problems with money have nothing to do with money. And, you know, you could say, oh, it's my lack of it. But, I coach celebrities, professional athletes, and musicians, rock and roll, country music, all of that stuff. And what we find is that it's not about how much you make. It doesn't matter. Because even if you're saying, well, you know, I make minimum wage and I don't have enough money. These people have enough money, but they're still not managing it effectively because they're still broke, but they've got more zeros in their paycheck than you do. And so, again, it's not about the money, why we don't manage money effectively. So if we just did that, we are not going to figure out what the problem is. And so when we do an organic assessment, we don't want to disturb the brain, and we want to keep the patterns that we perform with our money going for a little while longer so we can observe them and identify them, because they're going to be subtle, because behavior is subconscious and our discipline and willpower is conscious activity. And but that doesn't help us when it wears off, when your kid is screaming in the grocery store and crying, and you know that extra candy bar or that toy is going to pacify them, and you're on your last nerve. It's very easy to break that budget and go ahead and incur that expenditure to pacify the child. And so your willpower isn't there to support you, and your behavior takes over. So things like that, we want to make sure that we can still see. And so if we're consciously, actively working on our money each and every day, we're going to miss that, because now we're being hypervigilant, and those little subconscious things are going to kind of maybe retreat for a little bit. And then when you think you've got everything under control, then they're going to come back out again. So what we want to do is be able to find out what those problems are the first time, so you don't have to do this again. So that's what we're going to be looking for in this. Now, what we want to focus on is doing nothing, trying to continue to live as best we can now, because we know that we're trying to change our money. So we're going to put up a little bit of a red flag on that part of our brain called the reticular activating system. So we might be starting to consciously look for ways to save, and that's okay, but we don't want to be super active in that department. All we're going to do for this key is we are going to get a big 9x12 envelope, and depending on how often you have to spend, how many kids you have, how many people in your household, if it's you and your spouse that's spending money, then we want to make sure that we have a few of these big 9x12 envelopes. And all you're going to do is save receipts. You're not going to look at them. You're definitely not going to write them down. You're only going to stuff these receipts in this envelope. Now, you're going to have to create receipts if you go to a vending machine and spend cash, if you pay allowances to your kids in cash, if you run into the store to get a pack of cigarettes with cash, you have to get a receipt. So if you don't receive one, then you're going to have one generated, because they say if you watch your pennies, the dollars take care of themselves. And it's so true if we have an accurate accounting. You know, we can guesstimate, but they did a study. They did a research study of people guesstimating, and well over twice as many people were wrong than were actually close to the mark. So you're not going to be able to guesstimate where your finances are, but we don't want to start taking specific steps yet either in documenting our finances. And the reason why is because we're looking for different things. We're not looking for how much, because it doesn't matter how much, because how much is a relative thing. If you're a millionaire and you're spending, and if you make $1 million a year and you're spending $2 million, okay, it's the same thing if you make $10,000 a year and you're spending $15,000. Okay, so economies of scale here. So it's not about how much. What we're going to be looking for is the when and the why, and that's all I'm going to say, because I don't want you know to get your conscious too riled up where it starts influencing your subconscious before we want to take those steps. So what you're going to do, and you're going to do this for the next 6 weeks, and we're going to do this because we spend differently at the beginning of the month versus the end of the month, and at the beginning of the paycheck versus the end of the paycheck. And so we want to capture what those little quirks are, because, you know, it's not the big expenditures. It's not the $2,000 transmission that breaks the bank. It's the little stuff that kills us, you know, the little $2 and $3 transactions that happen all over the place, the unnecessary fees. And so without going into any more detail, we just want to get out our envelope and we want to start saving these receipts, because the brain is a fantastic piece of work, but we're going to have to go covert a little bit on this. And what we're trying to do is get an actual snapshot of what's going on. And that's why I call it organic, because we don't want something that you've written down that you think it is, because again, you're putting all kind of preconceived notions in it. We want to assess the mess, if you will, as it is, not where you've partially cleaned it up. I remember, if you folks that have been with us for a while remember Kathy Colby's interview, and it was so funny because she was live in studio, and because she knows what my MO is, on the Colby MO assessment, you know, I was going to clean up my office and make it look super nice for her and spiff it up. But then I thought, but then she would know that's not me because my MO says I'm messy.
Yeah.
And it's just a different level of organization. So she would know that I was pretending to be something I wasn't. And it was funny because for those of you that may remember this, we talked about it on the show. And she's like, absolutely. She goes, I would know you were inauthentic. And so she was kind of excited, you know, because my husband came in and he's like, you need to clean this place up. It's a mess. Because I had my papers and stacked and files all over and books from show guests and stuff that needed to be mailed and given away. And he was like, you need to clean this up. And I'm like, well, okay. And I said that to pacify him. But as I thought about it, I'm like, no, she's going to know.
Yeah.
She's going to be fake. She won't be faked out by that. So it is exactly as she thought it would be, too. It was so great. So if you haven't, you might want to go check out that episode, too, because that was really great as she talked about how the mind works. So that's all we're going to do. We're going to go green. We're going to be organic with our assessment. And for the next 6 weeks until we get to our break the budget key, we're just going to be observant of our behavior, but you're not going to observe it yet. You're just going to stuff it in the envelope and forget about it and just keep on keeping on with your life, doing your thing, making it happen. Does that sound like a good plan, Michael? Can you do that?
Great plan.
Okay. Well, that's it for this week's key. For this week's key statement, key affirmation, and key action item, please visit our website at unlockyourwealthradio.com. And for more in-depth interviews with money experts, strategies, and members-only tools to fix your credit, get out of debt, and have more money and happiness, do what other savvy listeners have and visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. Become an Insiders Club member today and start receiving the benefits of millionaire wisdom right now. Today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at unlockyourwealthradio.com/freebook and click on the link to over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. For Unlock Your Wealth Radio and Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Heather Wagenhall from the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2013 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.